Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon, Craig Hoffman with you here on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up an hour from right now, I'll talk to Rhiannon Walker of The Athletic about her story that she wrote catching up with Clinton Portis after he caught up with Landon Collins. The topic of their discussions, Sean Taylor. We'll talk about that at 5:30. Jesse Docherty on the Nats at 5:45. Then 6 o'clock, the bracket gets revealed. We will dive deep into that. That's all coming up right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're back in 2 minutes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do a radio show. This is going to be my entire offseason. Come here, wait for Nationals to finish, do what's left of radio show in allotted time. But I'm cool with that. Makes you really think. What's important? What do we need to talk about today? Well, we need to talk about the NCAA tournament bracket because that is going to be launched during our show. Is it launched? Revealed is the word everyone uses. Let's reveal the bracket. So I'll turn this TV to my left on CBS and they'll show up on the screen and then I'll read them. Be like, hey, it's our very own bracket special. Ta-da! Although I will admit, the old college basketball thing has not been on my radar more this year than any other year of my life, and I'm not exactly proud of it. I've thought about this quite a bit over the last week, thinking like, oh, I'm going to be on the air on Selection Sunday. And younger Hoffman would have been psyched. He would have had breakdowns of all 68 teams. He would have known stuff. This version of me covers an NFL team that is all-consuming. So we can talk about all kinds of Redskins things. And honestly, probably more of you are more interested in that anyway. But we will have some fun with the bracket. One, I realize people tuning in to a sports radio station at 6 o'clock on Selection Sunday are going to want to know the bracket. So at 6 o'clock, we're going to go over the bracket. There's a Zion Williams topic to be had somewhere in the show because what he is doing to people's minds is amazing. What he's doing is making people like someone wearing a Duke jersey. Like Maryland fans, UNC fans even appreciate him. And I think that's cool. So we're going to talk about that. And I kind of want to take a trip down memory lane with when was the last time that we had a superstar in college basketball that we consider this big? Someone that is truly must-watch television. Like you flip on ESPN, Duke is playing, you can't change the channel. Because Zion's playing. You don't watch Duke, you watch Zion. It's going to take a little bit more time. Maybe we'll do that coming up at 5. Although I do want to get into some Redskins things. There's some stuff that got left off the table yesterday, if you were listening to me yesterday after the Nationals. So we will get into some Redskins stuff, including, as I said, in the little teaser segment. 5:30. I'm wrapping up reading this piece right now, and it's so good. Rhiannon Walker, who has become a really good friend and does an awesome job. One, she's like a local girl, done good. No, Rhi is awesome. Grew up around here, is now working, took a stop at ESPN at The Undefeated, and is now working for The Athletic, and wrote a piece following a conversation she had with Clinton Portis after CP talked to Landon Collins about Sean Taylor. It's really good. And I'm very excited to talk to Rhiannon about it coming up at 5:30. We'll also do some Nats. Jesse Docherty, because they kind of had a big week and not in a good way. They lost Michael A. Taylor for we don't know yet. So we'll get the latest on that from Jesse and what it all means. And it's interesting because I was reading Jesse's piece. I was actually reading, I'm going to butcher her last name. Is it Brittany Grioli? Is that how you say her last name?
I think it's Giroli.
Giroli, who used to work for Masson and is now covering the Nats for The Athletic. I've got like four tabs open from The Athletic right now, making the most of my subscription. And just reading about, as you kind of catch up, if you cover another team like I do, or you're maybe not super locked into spring training as a fan, but you're starting to get excited because Nats season is coming. Like, opening days, 11 days away. And you're trying to be like, all right, where is this team? Man, that Michael A., like, okay, they lost their fourth outfielder, but he's not just any fourth outfielder. So we'll get to that with Jesse coming up about an hour from right now. Then again, I want to do some bracket talk on the fun side too, a.k.a. let's gamble. Your favorite kinds of brackets, what kind of chicanery are you getting into? I want to see who's got the most unique pool, because I got some good ones that I participate in every year. So we'll get to that at 800-636-1067. That's going to come up in the 6 o'clock hour. Let's do a little Skins next. Get into some stuff from Landon Collins and get into the rest of the week that was for the team that I cover for my day job here, because they had a pretty significant week. That's next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Greg Hoffman with you on 106.7 The Fan. Radio.com, the radio.com app. Proud presentation of radio.com sports. If I ever talk like that again, Eric, just cut my mic off and send me home.
We have a dump button for a reason, and that's the reason.
Oh, I thought it was in case I cussed.
Nope, it's in case you talk like that.
Oh, okay. Cool. Excellent. Brackets, an hour, 12 minutes from now, Rhiannon Walker from The Athletic. In 45 minutes, Jesse Docherty, exactly an hour from The Washington Post, talking about the Nationals. So I feel like I tried to do this segment yesterday. One, most of you probably weren't listening, so I don't know that you even care. Two, I had to rush because we were short on time yesterday, same kind of thing, except for we were even more rushed following the Nats. But I want to get into Landon Collins and what he is and isn't as a player, because I think it's worth breaking down. Because there's a lot of, like, what I would describe as vague terms being thrown out there. And to try to apply meaning to them is worthwhile. It's something that, like, you hear the term box safety, and nobody agrees on what it means. I know what the people saying it mean, and I would like to give them credit because I think they're correct. But I also understand why Landon Collins and a lot of defensive players, Will Blackman has talked about this on Twitter and in our station, go, he's not a box safety. I don't know why I just turned into Chris Berman, but it's fine. Eesh. So a box safety is a term that actually offensive players and coaches use. And it has everything to do with when you're at the line of scrimmage under center or in the gun, and you're counting how many guys are in the box, which is going to contribute to audibling your run checks or switching your run side. It could alter your pass protection. It could cause you to completely change the play. How many players are inside from whatever the end of the line of scrimmage is to the other end? So it could be tackle to tackle, could be tight end to tackle, could be tight end to tight end. And in a lot of situations, Landon Collins is inside that tackle box as either a seventh or eighth defender, depending on if the Giants were in nickel. Often he would be the seventh defender, kind of playing almost a linebacker type of role, or he would be the eighth defender if they were in base. You got your three linebackers there, your four down linemen. For them, they were a 4-3. So for the Redskins, it could be flipped. They would have four down linemen, or four outside line, or four linebackers, three down linemen, and then Collins potentially coming down to the box for an eighth defender. And it is completely an offensive thing, but it doesn't mean that that player is going to live in the box entirely, that he's never going to play in deep coverage, that he can't play in deep coverage. And when you talk about Landon Collins being an elite-level box safety, that's a compliment. It is not people limiting him and saying, hey, this guy can only basically be a glorified linebacker. So what is he? He is a guy that lines up down there a lot. And in cover three, where you have three deep defenders, one of whom is a safety, he's going to be not that guy. He's a strong safety in his best. At times, he's going to have to play free, which is that deep center fielder over the top. But ideally, Landon Collins is playing underneath, where he's really, really good at keeping things in front of him. He's really, really good at keying eyes to the quarterback. Really, really good at, if it's a run play, keying that immediately and getting downhill and getting to his gap. And he's really good at navigating traffic to make tackles. Those are all good things. What he's not is a guy with like Ed Reed type range over the top that's going to be an eraser. Like, you know, think Monte Nicholson on Sunday night against the Raiders a couple years ago, coming over and making big hits or picks or stuff like that. And I will say that is probably the one area where DJ Swearinger is better than Landon Collins, is if you have to play over the top as a cover three deep safety. However, Landon Collins as a cover two safety, where you only have to cover half the field. Very good. Quarter safety, deep, just a quarter of the field. Very good. Also, in that situation, a lot of times you get to come up underneath if there's a crossing route in front of you and you do what's called cutting the crosser. He's good at that. In man-to-man situations, he's perfectly fine on tight ends. Is Zach Ertz going to beat him sometimes? Yeah, because Zach Ertz beats everybody at 180,000 catches last year. Actually, I think it was 126. But against backs, tight ends, he's good. So if he's good at all that stuff, I just want to make it really clear that when people from Chris Cooley to Dan Orlovsky to me, which one of these things doesn't belong here, say he's a box safety, it's not meant as some kind of shot. Speaking of Dan Orlovsky, he was with Chris Russell and I Monday as we were in for Chad Dukes, and the news broke that Landon Collins signed, and we asked him, hey, since Landon Collins just signed, what do you think of Landon Collins?
Yeah, he struggles. That's the honest truth, is that is not the strength of his game. And so now the important thing is, and this is sometimes fans will be like, man, we pay this guy so much money. That's not fair. You're paying him certainly because he's a very good football player, but now it's on the coaches to make sure, all right, this is what great coaching is. This guy's really good at this. We're going to make sure he only majors in that, and we're not going to expose him to the weak things. We're not going to ask him to do all that stuff. We're not going to put him in those mismatched situations where he's not at his great strength. And so that is something that they have to figure out as a defensive staff. When we do call man, where is Landon going to go to make sure that we don't not only hurt him as a player, but hurt our defense, because it's not something he does well right now.
So Dan Orlovsky there, he disagrees with some of the other analysis that I've been able to talk to, and this is from coaches in the league. I sat in with Cooley, as some of you may know, this week. We watched a little tape and did his podcast, and we talked about it. Everyone there seems to think that, or those people seem to think that he is okay. And I watched a little bit of tape myself and actually thought he was just fine in man coverage from what I watched. Dan, who watches a ton of tape and is always looking at it from a quarterback's point of view, he looks at it as a matchup that he would attack from time to time. So I think you're looking at, like, the box safety stuff, he's an A. Run game support, A. Underneath defender, A-. Keeps it in front of him. He's not going to make a ton of plays. He's not going to be a ball hawk. He's not going to get you a ton of picks. But he's so solid. He's like a B-plus or an A. Man-to-man, somewhere between maybe a C-plus into the B range. Probably, my take, and I put a lot of stock in what Orlovsky says because I just think he's the smartest guy on TV right now talking about football. But I would say he's probably a B in man-to-man coverage. Over-the-top safety, he's a C-minus. It's not his thing. It's fine. But as Dan said, if he's only got to do it on a limited basis and the coaches do a good job of keeping him out of those situations, great. And the one thing that I didn't get a chance to see on tape, we didn't talk about with Dan, but I know Cooley talked about this on his pod and in his breakdown, was as a blitzer, he's not great. He doesn't really have a plan as a blitzer. So he's a guy that certainly has a lot of use, but as a blitzer, he's not going to help. They do have other guys that are pretty good blitzers, though, that I would like to see them use more, from Josh Norman to Fabian Moreau to if Monte Nicholson is playing at the other safety spot. He is a fairly good blitzer, and he's so freaking tall. He can get his hands up, too, and be a problem that way. So I really like this signing a lot. I think I've made that quite known this week. That's who Landon Collins is as a player. It's also who Landon Collins isn't as a player. And understanding both of those things is, I think, really important to understand what you're getting with the Redskins' biggest signing of the Bruce Allen era. Yeah, I said it. Biggest signing of the Bruce Allen era. Contractually, it's not even close, which is kind of crazy. Coming up next, the NFL has been horrifically inconsistent on discipline, and they had another big case this week with Kareem Hunt. What's it mean for Reuben Foster? We'll talk about that next on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.